Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Do not reveal secrets. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once whilst I was playing with other children, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he made salam, and then sent me on an errand. I returned home late due to the errand. My mother inquired the reason for my late arrival, and I informed her that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent me on an errand. So she inquired, what for? I said to her, it is a secret. She said, don't ever disclose the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to anyone. Swallowing one anger. Whilst describing the traits of the pious people, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are those who swallow their anger and who forgive the faults of people. Anger is the door to a host of other evils. Inappropriate anger between husband and wife causes marital discord and unnecessary divorce. Between student and teacher, it causes oppression on the part of the teacher and an unfair treatment. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has narrated that once Maymun bin Marhan, rahmatullah alayhi, slave girl, was bringing some hot gravy which was to be served to the guest. Whilst carrying it, she slipped and spilt it on him. He intended to hit her, and she immediately recited the verse, and those who swallow their anger. Maymun rahimahullah said, I swallowed my anger. She then continued with the next part of the verse and said, and they forgive people. And he said, I have forgiven you. And then she read the last portion of this verse, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who are kind. And he said, I will be kind to you. Go, for you are free for the pleasure of Allah. Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah has narrated a similar incident about Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Once his slave girl was pouring water for him whilst he was performing wudu, and the utensil she was holding slipped from her hand and caused the water to spill on him. Since anger is a natural reaction, she feared that he would be infuriated and quickly recited the first portion of the verse as mentioned above. When he said that he had swallowed his anger, she recited the second and third portions of the verse, and she also was set free. The best sip. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best sip one can ever take is sipping down one's own anger for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever swallows his anger when he has the liberty to take the person to task will be summoned in front of all humankind on the day of resurrection, and he will be given the privilege of choosing whichever damsel of Jannah he desires for himself. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to make amal. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah.